Porter was born in Burnaby on January the 30th, 1896. And her story actually is woven around her marriage. And this proved to be very interesting because the reports of the ending of the war came and people were celebrating, and her husband phoned her and said, "Let's get married." So from there on, she did, and then she started to work in the advanced bakery, so I guess it all ties in very well. Now, we will have Mrs. Porter tell us some of the details of that peculiar moment that was a very happy time in her life. Mrs. Porter?
Well, the morning the news come over the radio that the war was ended, that was a false alarm at first. And that was on November the 7th when it come over. And he phoned me, I was in Vancouver then, and said we'd celebrate. So I said, all right. So I got ready. And we walked from there downtown. And so he said, let's go and get married. I said, all right. So he'd already phoned, got in touch with the minister. He used to be East Burnaby Methodist minister at one time. Now, then he was moved down to Richmond. So he got in touch with him. And he said he could marry us, but he couldn't marry us in the church. The churches were closed on account of the flu. So anyhow, we went downtown. And I said, well, I said, I haven't even got a nightgown. So he said, well, he said, I'll buy that. So we went over to his mother, went to his mother's place. We took the tram over there. And we had supper with him, with their mother, and then his dad. And then we caught the evening car down to Marpole. And the minister, Mr. Ridlam, met us at the bus there, at the Marpole depot. And we walked along the dike to his house. And we were married in his house. And then the minister walked us, took us back to the tram off, to the tram along the dike with a lantern, and we got on the bus, on the tram, and went into Vancouver. And then I phoned my sister, Mrs. Bowers, and told her we were married. And we stayed in Vancouver that night, watching the traffic on Hastings Street. And then we went out to Burnaby the next day. We bought a little place, and in the meantime we went up to Pitt Lake and spent a winter up there. And him and his brother and wife at the bottom of a big mountain at the brickyards. After that, we bought a little house in Redmond's, and we lived happy ever afterwards.
Well, I must say that you had a very interesting honeymoon.
It's different.
And I'm sure today, if many of the younger people heard that, they would just stand there and say, I don't believe it.
That's the perfect truth. We sure had a wonderful life, the two of us. We did. I lost him a little over four years ago, and I'll never forget him.
I'm sure you will. Before you go, I noticed that in your report you said that you walked to Vancouver. Where did you walk from?
We walked from 20th Avenue up in Mount Pleasant. My sister lived up there, one of my sisters, and we walked from there down to the tram office in Vancouver down Hastings Street.
How many's walked that far? How many's walked from on the old Westminster Highway in Burnaby when it was first? Let's see your hands. When it was all dirt, I understand. Is that right? How about how many of you rode on the old Central Park trams?
Oh, look at that.
Those were the days. And this is why we sell each one and we have it in Heritage Village. Now, what did your husband do?
He was a engineer. He worked in Burnaby on the big rollers there for years and years in Burnaby.
What big rollers are these?
On what Burnaby had, rolling the roads.
Oh.
And then he worked on down in Westminster when they took the car tracks up on Columbia Street. He put rolled the pavement down on that street too. When they put took the car tracks up on Columbia Street in Westminster.
That's when they took the old Sixth Street line in from Fraser Arm. How many remember the old Fraser Arm and Gilly stations? Oh boy. That's not too long ago, actually, but and the car fares we used to pay? How much did it cost you to go into Vancouver in those days?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I forget.
7 cents? 6 cents from Jubilee to New Westminster? 5 cents from where? From here to New Westminster?
No, but I know from Jubilee to Vancouver.
Pardon me?
Price on fares to go from Jubilee to Central Park, 5 cents.
5 cents from Jubilee to Central Park. Oh, my goodness, Hydro would have fits now, wouldn't they, on those fares? Did you have any children?
Four.
Where are they now?
Well, one's living on 10th Avenue in Westminster, and one's in Richmond, and the other one is in, he's moved out to Langley. A lot of you may have seen him at the racetrack. He rides he is lead pony boy at the racetrack in Vancouver. He's been in there for 15 or 16 years on that same job.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, I'm very pleased that we have you here today. And let's give Mrs. Groves a real big hand. Mrs. Porter, I'm sorry. Actually, you know, I think these ladies are real bricks, coming up here and standing up here and giving us their interviews, because kind of scary, isn't it?
But I didn't expect to give it over the air all what I wasn't me getting married.
It doesn't happen today like that.
No, it sure
nice
don't.
Nice to hear what happened in the past. So, nice to have you. We'll see you next door later on.
Yeah.